I did want to make one clarification. I think I may have confused some community members during our last council meeting when I described what this would do. The situation is this. Chief King is a retired state trooper and receives a pension and health insurance through his previous employment as a state trooper. However, as he's currently hired, we still have to pay into our pension and health insurance. However, he's not eligible for any of those benefits. So we're in essence paying in $30,000 a year, and no employee is receiving any benefit from that payment. So what this does is allows us to hire Chief King through a contract where we wouldn't have to pay in for the pension and health insurance, saving the city approximately $30,000 a year. So no one's being deprived of any retirement or any benefits whatsoever. So I just wanted to make sure that that was crystal clear before we voted on this ordinance.